It's All Things Considered. I'm Jennifer White. It's Thursday, the day we talk Michigan politics with Ken Sikkema, former Senate Majority Leader and Senior Policy Fellow at Public Sector Consultants, and Susan Demas, publisher of Inside Michigan Politics. A federal judge in Detroit today heard arguments about whether Michigan has to recognize the marriages of some 300 same-sex couples. These couples were married during a brief window in March between a judge's ruling that Michigan's ban against same-sex marriage is unconstitutional and Michigan's appeal of that decision. This ongoing case keeps LGBT issues front and center in the state. Susan, what are the arguments in this case?
Well, we had that brief one-day window back in March after the federal judge decided that Michigan's same-sex marriage ban was not enforceable. And there were certain clerks across the state that opened their offices on Saturday and allowed people to get married. And so there are about 300 of these couples who did have marriages performed, signed all the paperwork, but then the case was stayed by the appeals court. And so we have the state of Michigan that doesn't want to recognize these marriages, but of course we have many very concerned couples that want their marriage to be declared valid.
And we should say that the federal government decided to recognize these marriages, even though the state of Michigan did not.
Yes.
Now, Ken, issues around LGBT rights have been prominent in the state in recent years, and it's led some members of the legislature to call for a revision of the Elliott-Larsen Act, and that's Michigan's Civil Rights Act. They want to add protections for people in the LGBT community. Now, Senate Majority Leader Randy Richardville says he'd vote for it, and Democrats seem united in their support. But where do Republicans in the legislature stand?
This issue of LGBT rights causes a lot of tension inside the Republican Party. This is a party that's basically a coalition of economic conservatives, national defense conservatives, libertarians, but also religious conservatives. And many of them, the economic conservatives, probably would support adding LGBT rights to the Elliott-Larsen Civil Rights Act or same-sex marriages. But it's the religious conservatives that are really up in arms over this, and that's why there's a lot of tension inside the Republican coalition.
And when we look at the breakdown of Republicans in the legislature, where is the balance of opinion?
I don't think we know yet. There are Republicans that have said it's time to recognize same-sex marriages, for example, but a very prominent election occurred in northern Michigan, a state representative who said we ought to look at adding LGBT rights to the Civil Rights Act was defeated in a primary in part, not solely, but in part because of this issue. So as this issue gets debated and gets and plays out over time, I think we'll find out. But right now, there's just a lot of tension inside the Republican tent.
The representative you're referring to is Frank Foster. And Susan, as Ken says, some people say his support of this revision to the Elliott-Larsen Act is part of the reason why he lost. So do you think this is an issue that's going to impact the November election as well?
Well, I wouldn't expect that the legislature would take up this measure before the election. I do think that Frank Foster will serve as a cautionary tale to some Republicans because, you know, even though this issue is supported by 75% of Michigan voters, as polling from the Glengariff group shows, within the Republican Party, support is not nearly that high.
You know, Ken, we've spoken before about how millennial voters feel about LGBT issues and about how the Republican Party is trying to appeal to those millennial voters. So how do you expect to see Republicans in the legislature finesse these questions between now and January when we get a new legislature?
Well, as I said, the religious conservatives make up a part of the Republican Party, not all of it. I don't think time is on their side on this issue. You look nationally, courts have ruled that same-sex marriages need to be recognized. The Michigan population, even though they voted to ban same-sex marriages 10 years ago, the polling indicates they've changed. And I think even some religious conservatives, they might not embrace issues like same-sex marriage and other LGBT right issues, but they might acquiesce in it. I think they recognize we live in a secular society and the laws and rules of a secular society are just going to be different than some of their religious beliefs and practices.
Susan Demas is publisher of Inside Michigan Politics, and Ken Sikkema is senior policy fellow at Public Sector Consultants. Susan, Ken, thanks a lot.
Thank you.
Thank you.